I didn't know what to think about what had happened. I didn't know what to feel. I touched my fingers to the palm of my hand. I could feel my fingers. It was only inside that I was numb. Lieutenant Carroll, our platoon leader, came in. He was a quiet guy with dark hair and dark, calm eyes and an uneasy smile. I never felt that he was comfortable with himself. I hadn't had a chance to talk with him yet, but sometimes I would see him drift off into his own daydreams and be embarrassed when we caught him at it. When the old guys, the guys that had been through it before, saw him, they put their cards down and their magazines and gathered around him. I got up and nudged Pee-wee, who was lying face down on his bunk. Lieutenant Carroll took off his helmet and bowed his head.
"Lord, let us feel pity for Private Jenkins and sorrow for ourselves and all the angel warriors that fall. Let us fear death, but let it not live within us. Protect us, O Lord, and be merciful unto us. Amen."
In the morning, in the mess tent, I asked Lieutenant Carroll why he had called Jenkins an angel warrior.
"My father used to call all soldiers angel warriors," he said, "because usually they get boys to fight wars. Most of you aren't old enough to vote yet."
"How old are you?"
23, he said.
"How come you're not retired?"